The Clitoral Nature of Colonialism, or What Happened to Our Della, by Rosanna Mart. The socks, the pants, the water in the iron basin reflect her hair. It lie there engrossed by the stare of our mama. Our mama, our storyteller, our dear. The sun shines on her voice with rays of pleasantries, with strokes of plentitude, an air of delight as she speaks with so much power and so much might. Our eyes survey her presence, and she asks that we not despair. This is about life, about the lives that was, and those to come, and those to regain for pleasure and not shame, of lives and land to reclaim and rename, of experiences unknown, untold, but bold. But behold, Mama talks, tells the story, and so it unfolds. We hear Mama talk about the shore, the tip of Africa, our home, our life, about the white man's dreams and oh so galore. She tells their desires of the young black girls they admire, of the girls who they ask to parade, not in the sunlight, but in their shade, where they lie and compete for fresh black women's meat, and so they explore on every possible shore, forever and ever, for black women, for their Della, for their tings that hang like grapes, for their tings that hold the men tings tight, for the Della brings delight, delight and pleasure to the white man's leisure. The story is not finished. We are told that there is more. We know all about their shore, about their rules and their law, about their women who lived before, about their times when we were more. Mama tells about their times when the rivers ran and ran, when they covered all the land, when their women washed in their shore, when they were grabbed and spoke no more. We want to cry, but Mama says no. There's no tears for what happened, no tears for all their years, no time to reminisce if we were only going to miss the objective of the lesson, of the lesson and the story of our pain and future glory, of the glory still to come, if we stand and fight as one and build our hearts and hopes and dream about the land that's ours and keep our Della safe ashore in our bloomers shut behind our door. Our Della, our heritage, and still our fight, our knowledge, our history, our right, our land, our culture in their hands tight. The plan is clear as daylight. Our legs apart, our hearts crossed, our fists clenched, our mouths sealed, pressed hard against our will. Our Della pinched closed, our teeth chattering to our spirits racing to the future, racing for the day when our Della can be ours, and only ours, to have and to hold, to savor and to fold. We clasp our hands together and pin Mama loud in song. It's a prayer and a story and a song, a story overdue, overdue, so long.